Welcome back to the Low IQ Pod. Jack, say something.
Hello, I'm Jack, and this is Carl. So today, we've got a special guest. We've got a female.
It's actually, you guys, I don't know if you like the females on here.
They do.
You do?
Yeah.
They do like the females on here. So you better perform.
I'll try my best.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Chloe Burrows.
Chloe Burrows. Now, Chloe's cancelled on us
millions of times.
Haven't you?
I don't really know what to say. It's not my fault. I'm not in charge of my calendar. It's not in charge of my calendar. I'm not in charge of it.
Who's in charge of your calendar?
My management.
You give me dates and then you say, oh, actually, I can't do this date.
Yeah, because I'm working on a few things.
What are you working on?
Can I say?
Yeah, you can. No?
I'm working on something really, really big that is going to change the world. It's coming out in
your
April.
Your podcast, that ain't changing.
I'm trying.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Filming a couple other bits. Look, I don't know if I'm under NDAs. Look, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm just filming some other bits and they're taking over my year.
Right.
I'm on holiday.
You are always on holiday. You've just been to Aussieland.
Aussieland.
Because me and Jack are going to Aussieland soon.
Are you going?
Maybe.
Yep. Oh my God, it's the best place in the whole world. Defo go.
What, was it a holiday?
Yeah. I went to Bali. You was in Bali.
I was in Bali. Bali at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes, we were. I was in Canggu and you were in, Seminyak.
I was in, where the fuck is Surviors? Uluwatu. I was there.
Yeah, you were there, yeah.
And then the day I came to Canggu, I think you went to Gili Islands or something.
Did you go there?
No.
Gili tea is disgusting. It should be called Gili tit.
Yeah, and Bali should be called, sorry to do with a bin.
Bali is a...
Bali bin.
Bali
bitch. Whoa. I thought Bali is nice.
No.
Nah, what?
You do not Bali. Believe.
No, I've said it's not nice.
Oh, you said it stinks.
I didn't say it stinks.
Does it stink?
It could if you're in a smelly place. I have said it. Some places smell.
Are there little monkeys roaming about?
I didn't see any monkeys.
Oh, I saw monkeys.
I saw monkeys.
I thought that's the whole of Bali, is just little monkeys trying to steal your shit.
Ooh. Is that
Thailand? Wait, Thailand is Bali, isn't it? Where's Bali?
No. Bali's in Indonesia.
Ah.
Thailand's in Thailand. I don't know.
Have you been to Thailand?
No.
Thailand's lovely. Then I went to Philippines.
Oh.
Philippines apparently is really good.
Unreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, any Balians watching or whatever, it's Bal.
Bal.
Balls.
Any balls watching? Anyway, any Balians or where? Bali
Indonesians
people?
Oh yeah.
Indonesians. Any Indonesians watching? Your country is fantastic.
They're lovely people, at least.
They're lovely people, exactly. And your country is fantastic. But Chloe just had a culture shock.
No, don't spin the
No, Jake.
I would go back and do it again. I feel like I didn't go to the nice places. Like, Canggu is just a lot going on. It's like Magaluf Strip on steroids.
What, Bali's like a clubbing place?
Oh, yeah.
I got the shits.
So did I. Oh my God, did I have the fucking shits. 14 hours I did in the toilet.
On the toilet?
Yeah. I plugged my switch in, like, outside the toilet, and I was, like, bent over on my switch. It wouldn't stop.
Was it, like, farting and everything? Loads of diarrhea and shit.
It kind of comes along with
Yeah, and sick. And also, like, loads of phlegm was just coming out. Like, it was a horrible time.
What did you eat?
I drank I had ice drink, I think.
Oh,
That's all it is.
Yeah, just a little bit of ice, which is injured.
That's the same in, like, Kavos and that.
Yeah.
You get... No, it is.
I think it's the same. I got it in South Africa.
Not Kavos, though, is it?
Well, Kavos is...
It's literally just a different country to England, so...
Yeah. They just don't filter their
water. It's ages away.
Yeah, Kavos. I know, but the water...
No, South Africa.
Wait, what?
Where's Kavos?
Greece. You not been to Kavos?
No.
Did you do a lot of clubbing holidays?
No.
Really?
No.
So you strike me as a clubber.
You do.
I know. I feel like because I didn't do it when I was younger, I'm kind of doing it now.
How old are you now?
28.
Oh.
How old are you?
Yes.
31.
Are you fucking having me on? Guess properly.
32.
Ah.
I feel like you're older than me.
No, I'm not.
What the fuck?
I'm 26. Yeah.
No.
27 next year. Next month. 27 would be obvious, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm 26 and he's 24.
I watched a bit of... What was that show you did? Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah, I did that.
I saw you went on a date, didn't you, with a guy Yeah, and he was
child.
He lives in the same area as me.
You're and from Essex?
No, he's not. He's from. Is he not from Brighton? Okay,
she's been on that many dates. She's forgotten. No, wait, what?
No,
is he from Brighton? I don't know.
I think so.
Oh, he was.
Yeah,
he was from Brighton.
Yeah. But he told you he was your age, didn't he?
No, he said he was 31.
That's and how old was he?
My age.
Like, no, he was younger.
Was he?
I think he was like 22. That's so he told me his age, and I walked out on the day.
Did you? Yeah. Did you not like pursue it then?
Did I?
Well, she walked out on the date, obviously.
Yeah, but I walked out and then ran back in and said, I love you.
Yeah. Was that televised though, right?
Yeah.
You could have just walked out for dramatic effect.
That's true.
Belled him up, being like, do you want to come back?
Oh, I didn't pursue anything off that show. That was just for fun.
Would you do that if it wasn't on TV? Would you walk out a date? Have you walked out of dates before?
I have. I've done it. Yeah.
What's it like?
I've only been on like Bar Celebs Go Dating, and obviously, but I don't think that counts. I've only been on like 5 or 6 dates in my life. I've walked out on 2. 1 because he farted.
Oh,
why is he doing that?
Everyone farts.
Yeah, but like, on a first date.
Yeah, but sometimes.
And he announced he was going to do it.
That's
ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fart.
I just farting coming. How did he say it? What did he say?
It was when I worked in the city and he took me to like this bougie champagne bar. Like, I thought
was
I was well in. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah,
was he from Dubai?
No.
Where was he from?
Good question. Like, I live in London somewhere. South London, I think? I don't fucking know.
Right.
If you worked in London.
Good question. Shit answer.
Okay. But he did me this really nice place. I thought, oh, great. Really fancied him. He was like, what do you want to drink? And then he went, no, I'll get you a drink. And I was thinking,
no, I'm going to fart first. Okay.
He came back with like glasses of champagne. And then he went, oh, I'm going to fart. And then fucking fart.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
It stank as well.
It smells so bad.
So and then
I was like, I just need to get this phone call. And then I kind of walked to the door, and I was like, stood looking in the mirror, like, you literally can't be here anymore. Like, he's
farted. What kind of fart was it?
Like, really loud and wet, and it stank.
Oh, that's so
bad. It really smelled bad. And then I walked back and said, I've got to go.
What did he say?
But yeah, and then I watched, I don't know.
Surely that's a reason. If you just said, sorry, you just farted on me, I'm going to leave. That's a reasonable excuse.
He can't say why.
Okay, so what was the other one?
He catfished me like quite badly. Mm-hmm. It's the one and only time I've ever used like a dating app. And he looked like so beautiful in his pictures. I don't like tall people. So he said he was 6'6". Anyways, turned up and he just didn't look like his pictures and he was like 6'6". And I just thought,
sorry, he said he was 6'6".
No, you were hoping... he said he was 6 foot. Not 6 foot six, sorry. Said he was 6 foot.
But he was 6'6".
Yeah, he was huge and like just not my type. And then we sat down for a drink and then he kind of like was leaning closer and I just said, do you know what? I don't fancy you. I'm going to go home.
You said that?
I knew I was a bit drunk.
I don't fancy you.
That's polite though.
It is more polite, I suppose.
You could just leave out the not fancying part and just be like, look, I'm drunk.
But I didn't, once I left the day, I kind of wanted the whole thing to be done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Didn't want to leave the door open.
Well, on this show, you were very upfront on a date.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that is how I'm on a date. It's a TV show at the end of the day.
Oh,
you're
you were with this guy. You're like, honestly, you're just so fit.
Oh, I hate
Your voice is exactly like that as well.
Honestly, you're so fit. And I noticed... I noticed your type is like, it's like the cheeky chappy electricians,
I'm an electrician.
No, but that type of advice. That kind of person that
like
works with wires and shit. Yeah, or bricks.
I don't know.
Bricks.
Well, like a labourer.
Yeah.
I've never been with a labourer.
Oh.
I'm not opposed to it.
Right.
You know, but
fair enough.
If they've got good chat and they're fit, why not?
Okay.
So on these dates, do you kind of initiate a lot of the conversation outside of TV?
I don't, like, I haven't been on a date in years and I haven't done it before.
Why not? How do you meet people?
In person. Like, I'll know you a bit before. Like, we'll be
then you must go
on
a date.
How do you meet them, though?
Oh, yeah, okay. Then we go on a date, but we already kind of know each other quite well at this point. So it's just like friends who then snog.
Oh, you're talking about friends.
Snog?
Yeah.
Snog?
You call it snog? You are 28, aren't you? Jesus. Snog?
What do you call it? Lipsinting?
No, I don't say lipsinting. I say...
what do you call it?
I say...
Kissy-wissy.
No, I say get off.
Get off with, yeah.
I'm going to get off with you, love.
Oh, right, but you mean get off me?
No. I'd say to Jack,
get off with me.
You
no,
got
you wouldn't
off
say
with...
that.
That's horrible.
No, you use with. That past tense, she'd be like, I got off with.
Yeah.
But what would you say if,
like,
okay,
in between us.
I'm the girl.
Yeah.
You're asking me for a kiss or
all right.
a snog.
Okay.
Don't ever do say? That, though.
Not, wait, well, no, I'll do it now. Yeah, I have to do that now, really. Jacqueline.
On,
hi, Jacqueline. Okay. It's been a lovely date.
It has been.
What are you planning on now, then?
Oh, my God.
I am planning on leaving.
Well, I would like to kiss you.
Okay. So that's how you'd say it. See, yeah. I've always had a fear of that. Like, on dates, I don't know how to bring up that thing.
You just go in for it, right?
But, I think
no, but that's
the vibe is there. Mm. Kind of giving it a look. Yeah, finger in mouth. Oh, no, you were just...
No, I was biting my lip. Oh, no.
Put your finger in your mouth, give it a fucking look.
No, I was biting my lip skin.
What do you mean, put the finger in the mouth?
I thought you were trying to be a little sexy. I was like, yeah, do that.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
not that's what not, you were
doing. You think I'm going like this to you.
That's what you're doing.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like you know the vibe.
Yeah, but what if you go in and they reject you? I couldn't recover from
I'm
that.
Not look, I'm not a professional dater. I don't really go on a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best person.
How would you want a guy to do it if that was to happen?
I would, you know, I personally, but you know, consent is sexy. So asking is nice.
Consent.
Consent, you know, like, can I kiss you? But
oh,
I would
is it?
Personally, you know, if the vibe's there, just stick
I
it
think
on
you
it.
Know.
I think you know.
You might know, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chloe, were you kissing people in Australia?
I did have one snog, yeah.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
How did that work? Did he ask?
Did he give consent?
No. Ooh, shall I be talking about this? I just had one snog.
Just a little snog. And
yeah,
all that,
just one yeah. snog.
Was it just a snog?
It was just a snog, thank you.
Well, we're going to Australia.
Stop, when are you going?
You seem surprised.
We just told you.
You didn't tell me when you were going. I was waiting long
enough, I was there. We're going in a few weeks, maybe.
Are we?
So by the time,
oh,
well,
we
maybe.
Are.
By the
Why
time,
maybe? What's that about?
Well, we just haven't booked it yet, but we're...
Oh, definitely.
But we're planning on taking the podcast to Australia.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Mm. Whether we shit though, won't it, this time, yeah?
Will it?
No, it's summertime.
Yeah. No, sometimes at Christmas.
Oh, for fuck's
no,
sake.
It is pretty raining. Much Christmas. It's when are we now? In March?
Almost April.
What the hell do you mean?
I don't know what I'm saying. Shut up.
That takes us on. You know what they have in Australia? They've got sharks.
They do have sharks.
They do.
Did you see any sharks?
No, but they have helicopters that go around every day looking for sharks and get you off the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have surf sharks?
What's Ooh, a surf shark?
Shark What's surf? A surf shark?
Because you also surf in Australia.
You do.
Yeah.
But a surf shark, I'll tell you what a surf shark is. Thank it's you. A VPN.
Ooh.
It's a bloody VPN. Here.
By the time that you're watching this, we shall be living it up in Australia.
We will be without Chloe. She's not going to be there.
She's not going to be there.
She'll be here.
Unless she books it separately.
Unless you want to come.
I'll come.
Do you want to come?
Here we go.
Yeah.
And you know that we have to stay tapped into our content when we're on our travels.
Yeah, you do.
With geoblockers making this more and more challenging, today's sponsors, Surfshark, have saved the day, haven't they, Chloe?
They really have.
They actually
have. Surfshark are the cybersecurity experts that keep your online identity safe.
With their top-of-the-range VPN, we can swap the real location of our devices with a new one. So when we're on the other side of the world, like you were in Aussie, watching Towie, we can pretend we'll virtually be at home.
Well, that's how you can watch it then, can't you? Because you can't get it in Australia.
That's exactly.
VPN.
Yeah. Surfshark has over 3,000 servers in 100 countries, meaning you can access and unblock content libraries and streaming services from all over the world, including
Australia. Whether you're on holiday in Australia, like us, or just looking to bypass censorship, Surfshark liberates your internet experience.
Take full advantage of Surfshark's offer and click the link in the description for an extra 3 months free when you use the code LOWIQ at surfshark.deals/LOWIQ.
And rest assured, Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, Jack, just in case, like risks and that.
So there's no risk. Like the risk when we're going to be swimming with sharks in Australia.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Jack, Chloe's out drinking you.
I haven't drunk anything.
Well, do it then.
All right, I'll do some absinthe then if you're going to...
Oh my God, you're doing absinthe. Do it.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, please.
No,
Chloe,
I have to
Chloe.
Go somewhere after this.
Where? Yeah, you're with
my
us,
pod,
mate.
And then a charity thing. I can't really...
You ain't going to be sloshed.
You won't be sloshed.
You met me.
What was that?
Like
Omepi.
You really do speak like your brain has had a lobotomy.
Do you know what's so weird? I'm actually so smart as well.
Oh yeah.
I'm so smart.
I don't reckon. Go on, tell us a fact, please.
Ooh. I've got a first
Wait,
class
in a minute.
Degree.
Yeah, but that's a fact about you. I meant a fact about the world. But anyway, hold that thought because Jack's about to do some absence.
Okay.
Yeah, baby boy.
Don't give a fuck, mate. Come on. Fucking hell.
Is that good?
Proper good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice. What are we saying, bruv? Fucking hell. Shit, bro. That's mad.
Now you do a little cap.
Really?
Yeah, do it.
Shall you do one if I do one then?
I'm going to do it with no...
It's actually not as bad as...
Guys,
I
don't
really think it's
going to
be that bad.
It's nice hot though.
Yeah, you...
I'm going to do it without no no facial expressions.
No. Oh yeah, no flinch, gang.
And you as well.
Yeah, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. That's the spirit.
Fuck! That's got a bit of a mule
kick.
I really actually didn't want to do this.
You got to do a full cap.
Okay.
Full cap, no cap. Go. Describe that. Describe that. No. Take it. That's really rancid, isn't it? That.
You want it back because you like
it? No, I hate it.
So you've spilled everywhere. Are you one of them girls? Because you just screamed before you did that shot
Goodness
for some reason.
Me.
What is this question leading up to?
No, because some people, they get really excited like that because you've got ADHD.
Yeah.
I've self-diagnosed you, even though you've already said it.
No, I've seen
Are you real life?
Yeah, three different doctors have confirmed it. Your first one was off the back of Love Island. And I just thought, someone told me I was neurologically challenged because obviously the whole world then sees you.
Isn't that what you're meant to say now, though?
I don't know. Oh, no, on the spectrum, is that correct?
No, I swear you're like, neurodivergent.
Neurodivergent, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know.
Yeah. Divergent?
Divergence.
Don't know. Isn't that a film?
Divergence is a film.
I could. Well, there you go.
That is the
one. What the hell?
Isn't that a film? Where am I?
But you said you're smart, yeah? So tell us a fact.
Dogs have cleaner tongues than people.
No, they don't. That's a myth already. So
shush. That's from Sweet Love, Zack and Cody. Do you know that?
I love that.
Yeah, but okay, tell us a real
Aliens
fact.
Aliens built the pyramids.
That's not
Fuck real. Me. You're not really proving yourself
A real
here.
Fact, a real thing that makes you look
Quite on the spot, do you know what I mean?
No, I could give you one right now.
Go on then.
You can't fit through a whale's throat.
Can you not?
Can you not? Because I was thinking about this the other day. Mm. If you were stuck in a whale's mouth, when you went down, can you grab onto anything or is it too wet to grab onto anything? And if
Slimy.
You can't, you're like a tonsil. You can't fit through a whale's mouth.
No. I've heard that.
No, you can't because they eat krill.
What's krill?
It's just like a little little plankton. You know plankton?
Plankton is krill.
They eat millions of them.
No, but that's what plankton is from SpongeBob.
So why is he like actual sea life and SpongeBob is a fucking sponge?
Because he's a sponge. They've got
It's to show like, people throw like sponges. Shit in the ocean.
But why is there a squirrel and an actual
I don't know why the squirrel's in there.
Space.
Oh, yeah, it's a space squirrel. It came from land. That's the point.
Okay, sorry.
Let me tell you something about that.
Yeah.
Mr. Krabs?
Yeah.
He lives in his restaurant's a crab. What's it?
Krabby Patty.
No.
King.
It's
pineapple.
The Krusty Krab.
The theory that he killed all the crabs.
He did.
Yeah, I knew that.
Why don't you've spoiled it?
You ruined the whole story.
Smart. If you were smart, you'd know it.
What about SpongeBob?
SpongeBob is full of conspiracies.
Yeah, but it's theories. I mean,
do you like conspiracies?
No. Mm,
we love them.
Because we're going to tackle them on my pod, which everyone should subscribe to. It's Chloe versus the
Don't plug that now.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? Jesus.
Do you believe there's a cure for cancer? I do.
I think so.
Don't know why, because it's like the biggest industry in the whole world, isn't it? It's up there.
Yeah. They're getting like billions every year.
One
in two people, mate.
Mad.
Apparently, but I don't believe that.
One in two.
One of us is going to have cancer.
Well, there's more people in it. It's probably all three of us.
Yeah.
There's more than
us three are going to have cancer, most likely.
No, actually, your math doesn't work out because there's not six people in this room.
Oh, we'll get someone in here and it'll be right.
So I'm right. Anyway, but I think there is a cure for
coffee.
Anyway, cure for cancer because it's mental, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy.
But then why would they not give it to us? Why do you think that?
Because they make too much money. The government doesn't care about the people.
But then wouldn't they make money from the cure?
No, because it would go through the NHS. We live in England. It would be free.
No, they still have to pay.
Yeah.
You pay on the NHS, don't you?
No. What the heck?
No, taxpayers.
What the actual heck is happening? They don't just get free drugs.
No, but they make more profit being private.
What?
I don't know.
Drug companies still charge.
Oh yeah, you're right.
To cure it.
Yeah.
They don't just give, the NHS don't just make all this drugs.
Confused.
No, I know, but if they were going to supply to the NHS, number one, I don't mean their finances are in order, because like, who can get a doctor's appointment? Everyone's waiting 18 months for.
I'd rather go private.
Shit. So would I. Yeah. I've lost my trail of thought.
I dropped it, I'm sorry.
No, surely I think it goes to the highest bidder, doesn't it? Because realistically, it's a business.
So also,
the highest bidder would be a private person. Like, well, they have more money than the NHS. Is my point.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they'd make money with the... Do you know what I mean?
Let me know.
I'm passionate
about it. No. Have you heard this? Guys, everyone, this is really fucking good stuff.
Oh.
You know this.
Do I?
I've told it before, mate.
Oh, good.
So, the guy in America, some guy called something. Anyway, he... what he did...
It's vague.
No, he paid all colleges and shit to only teach his curriculum of, like... to doctors, yeah, to chemotherapy, all that shit. And he abolished any like holistic healing, right?
Yeah.
So all these doctors are learning his way for him to get profit from like oil companies or something, because oil supplies.
They're funding it.
Something like right. that. Or they're made with some oils and something and all that.
What's happening? What are you even saying?
So
petrol is in chemo is what you're saying.
Don't know.
That's insane. What?
No, no.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to
What's
say...
What's your final outcome of
my
that?
My final outcome... My final outcome is big pharma companies are just for money.
I see what you're saying.
Thanks. No, but
I
are you, you saying the holistic approach is better?
No, yeah,
no
yeah.
it could no, be an alternative, not. But they rule it out because the drugs are better.
Steve Jobs said that same thing and he refused chemo and all that. Did the holistic stuff and look at him.
You know, he also... No, he's dead.
He's dead!
Steve Jobs has been dead for a long time.
He's dead!
I literally thought he does like Apple conferences. God.
Well, no, he used to, didn't he?
He used to before the cancer.
You said you were smart a minute ago.
I'm smart. I'm not plugged. What did you do before all of this?
Worked in investment banking.
What?
Yeah.
You ain't having money.
No way.
I fucking did, yeah. It was really good.
You were dealing with all our money?
No, I was like in sales. But yeah, I was a paraplanner who does like all the maths and stuff behind.
No,
I
you
I was. Literally what? Was.
I don't even know that
I was studying for my RO1 and my IAD. The RO1, you have to do 6 exams to be a certified financial planner. Well, you That's do 6 fair. If you're going to be like, you know, the big dog. You can do 3 and take a route, but you can't do like high risk investments. I was going to do 6, but then I got the call for Love Island and said, see you later.
So you, what was your job? Like, what did you actually have to do?
So I started off as a paraplanner. So basically when you would like meet clients and stuff, you would do this big, what is it called? Confidential financial review. Tell me all about your current situation. No. And then I would plug it all into like spreadsheets and that and forecast where your pension would be better suited.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, I had a meeting about a pension the other day. Can you tell me? Tell me if this is right.
How much money you got?
I got 14 million.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
so.
Great. Good start.
Pension.
Yeah.
You pop it in. Tax free.
Mm.
Take it off your corporation tax.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you withdraw it, 25% of that is tax free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
depends
really,
how big
really
the
good.
Business is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
and all of it is exempt from inheritance tax.
No, only if you put it in a trust.
But is it, haven't they upped the age where you can take it out?
No, 57.
Yeah, retirement age.
57.
What is it now? It's older than that, isn't it?
No. 57, trust me. I had a meeting about it the other day.
Did you?
57, mate. And I might do it. But then again, I'm thinking, why do I don't want to
no,
wait
you should
till 57,
whack your money.
Mate.
You should put like max out your pension contributions. You should absolutely.
I know.
Really? But I think I might
ISA,
die before
do you
that.
Do ISA?
Yeah,
that's
I do
like
ISA.
Yeah, yeah. Free as well, yeah.
But what if you die before that age?
Exactly.
Then your kids can have it.
I'm
with
that.
You that I'm live fast, die young if you get that pension.
Are you pensioning?
I put some in. I don't max it out because like I want to go on holiday, do you know what I mean?
Do you want kids?
I'm 28 and I'm, you know, not broody. So
broody.
Why is every broody?
Means baby.
Broody.
Baby,
like you
baby
want
minded.
Babies, baby
fever. Oh.
So why is everyone, like, everyone keeps asking me like weekly, do you want babies, do you want babies? I don't fucking know. I'll let you know when I do.
But your
do
time's
you?
Going to run out.
What?
At some point, innit?
Oh.
Your time runs out, innit?
You know what? I actually was talking to Millie when we were skiing that like, I might freeze my eggs because like,
what does
kids aren't on the
house. When can you stop having kids?
For women, it's like 35.
I think men can have kids until they die.
No, but is it not?
You need to have it
right.
Better not be.
Depends on the woman, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Men.
Men can have babies until they die, I think.
Yeah, but Robert De Niro just had a kid and he's 80.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But I'm saying the women, isn't it after menopause or some shit?
Before.
Oh, yeah. Before menopause.
Yeah, you can't have it after menopause.
And after that, yeah.
Your ages.
Yeah, you've got a long time to think about it, I suppose.
Thank you.
Just have one now. Just have a kid.
You don't want... I don't think either of us want...
I don't really want a kid, no.
No, but then if, like, myself. You know, depends who you're with, maybe they want a kid and you just think, fuck it, let's
do it. But what if they're, like, a little shit?
Oh, I literally was having this conversation this morning. What if they're so annoying you, they do your fucking head in, that's your fault?
It will be annoying.
Your fault.
It will be really annoying. And I look at kids now and I'm like... No,
thanks. I am the same.
On the train up here today, there was this little shit batting me with a fucking umbrella, and my mum was doing nothing about it.
Oh, annoying. You tell it then. Stop.
I'm too nervous to do shit like that.
I just took
the beating from this little.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, little twat.
I was kidding. This little girl was like throwing snowballs in my face.
I don't. Yeah, but
didn't know whether to say no, so I just sat there having my lunch, just getting covered.
Throw them back. I would have got. I would have just mulling up, mate.
I've managed to get off topic, but.
Yeah.
So your job, very good job.
Yeah.
Pretty high paying job, I imagine.
Medium.
Were you skeptical about the decision to go on Love Island?
No, not at all. Quite an attention seeker. I always wanted to go on Big Brother when I was younger. And by the time I turned 18, it went off TV for a few. Obviously, it's back now. And I was being approached for... I was basically looking for... I hated my job so much. I've never hated a job so much in my life. It was awful. And I was looking for other jobs. And then someone called me and was like, do you want a long, hot summer? I was like, fuck yeah. So I managed to book... 6 weeks holiday pretending I was traveling around Portugal, which my manager bought because he was that awful. And then we had a handover call the day I was meant to fly. I didn't really know what I was doing because I was kind of hoping I wasn't going back to work. And he just said something that just really pissed me off. So I just quit. And then went on Love Island, the rest is history.
You quit before
I quit. Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck it, I quit. He was like, what?
That's the
I was
universe.
Like, I quit.
Yes, universe.
What do you mean? I was like, do you need it in writing? And I think I sent an email like, hey.
I quit.
This is my resignation, love from Chloe.
How long after did you get the Love Island call?
No, I already knew I was going.
Oh, you already knew?
Oh, yeah, no, I knew okay. I was going. It was the day before I flew, so I just got on a plane. Then my phone was obviously off for like 2.5 weeks. I was like, what the fuck? And then the clip obviously played. Apparently when the clip played, my manager at the time went home sick because no one knew I was going on.
Really?
How does it all work, though? Like, do you have to go through like interviews and that?
I think there's a few different ways you can go on. Like, I spoke to Davide the other day and he got scouted in China White in Manchester. I kept being asked to go on Celebs Go Dating as a datee and I kept saying no.
Oh, good.
And then there was another show that they wanted me on and I was like, oh, I don't know. She was like, do you know what? I know what show you should be on. And then the next day I got the call for Love Island and then...
I had a few auditions.
Shut up,
back in the day.
What season would you have been on?
I told you this. Back at uni times.
When I was about 20. What season would you have been on?
So it was probably about...
5 years ago.
6 years ago.
5 years ago.
You're 26.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had multiple though, so 6 and 5 years. No.
So many interviews.
When I was 21, I had one as well. So right. 5 years ago, what season is that? Is that you?
No, I was 3 years ago. So
I'd have been before you.
Man.
I think that's Molly May series.
No way.
Oh, what?
Look how you famous Molly they all are.
That was a big season.
So I was at my work at the time. I was a salesman like you. You weren't a salesman.
But I did a bit of sales, yeah. Did a bit of cold calling.
Yeah, I did that. Awful.
Oh my God, how degrading. But I think it's made me like be able to chat to anyone.
Mm.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Not me. I wasn't very good at it. But so
I didn't say I was good.
So I got a call up and I had to go to London and I had to sit in this room with all these other auditioning, right? On this table, filling out all these forms and that with my passport. Do you not do that?
No.
And they call you in one by one.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
You didn't do that.
Well, that's quite a lot.
I was getting scammed, mate.
Yeah, no, ours was COVID, so I think ours was a lot different.
Oh, okay. So I got called in one by one. This happened both times.
You
and
had twice?
I had two.
What happened?
Well, I was about to tell you.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So I walked in, sat down, took like a camera there, and this guy behind the camera going, oh, what would you do if would you be like a homewrecker in the Love Island or whatever? And then they'll be like, what sort of person are you? Like, yeah. What personality do you have?
What would you do if someone took your man?
Yeah, yeah, that's
fuck
it.
Her up. Did I fuck? I just let do it.
So I did that. And then I met like one of them. I met like the producers or something.
Yeah. It.
And then I was like, oh shit.
You must have got quite far.
I did get far.
Right.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, so you wanted to go on it?
Back in the day, but I wouldn't now.
Oh no, you would have been good.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Would you be good? Yeah, you probably would be good.
Why?
I don't know, you got good charisma.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, uniqueness, nerve and talent. Wow.
Uniqueness, yeah. Nerve and talent.
It was like a drag queen like thing.
You calling me a drag queen?
No.
A drag like queen.
Do you reckon you'd be good on Love Island?
No.
Why?
Do you not?
If you were forced to be.
But you're really funny.
No. You
didn't say that about me.
Funny boys always do well.
Me though.
Because your ego's done enough.
No, I'd get well like shy. I don't think I could. I don't think I'd be good at like all of that. Because when there's so many people like that, very big characters, my social battery will just die.
It is sink or swim. But what I will say is, it's like an out of body experience. Because you know, when you do the challenge, like the only example I can think of, I remember in there thinking this, my mum was even watching it like that, not Chloe. But you know, you do the challenges like sexy dancing.
Oh,
and that.
That's my worst nightmare.
There's no music. You just have to leave your body.
There's no music.
No music, babe. There's about 50 crew there and this huge rolling camera. Yeah, you do. It's like an out of body experience.
Oh, that. Did you did that heartthrob thing?
Yeah. Ooh,
what
was
that? What was that? What was that?
It's where they dance with the heartbeat, right?
Yeah, and you have to raise it from the heartbeat.
Did you raise it?
Everyone related me to Curtis Pritchard. Curtis, who was on it with Amy.
Oh, Curtis.
And he came out like with this big feather thing. I mean, he was a dancer.
Is he bi?
I don't think he is.
No.
What did you
do for your dance? Do you have to wear like nothing?
I had a really like glittery outfit that was really short and this fucking huge headpiece, which is ridiculous. But as I was going out, I fell over, I got my heel stuck in the thing. So they were like, yeah, cut, can you start again? I was last to go and I was so nervous. Like, that is my idea of hell. Like, I don't have any rhythm. I wouldn't say I'm very sexy. Like, I don't really do stuff like that, and they made me start again. So I just walked around. I think I put my tongue in Teddy's ear and just bent over a lot. I didn't win.
I don't think you could do that.
I couldn't.
No,
do
you
that.
Could. You, like,
I don't know.
No chance.
Everyone else
hell.
Is in the same boat. It's not just you. Everyone else is going through it, and you're all like, "Come on, you can do it. You can do it." Like, it is. Like, everyone's rooting for you in those moments.
But there's some people.
Nobody wants you to do bad.
There's some people which are like mega extroverted. Yeah. I mean, he'd thrive off that shit.
Like Jake on my season came out in this like bird outfit and he fucking went for it. It's like scary.
I feel like they're still nervous though, but they're just probably just like doing it, like hiding it. Yeah, you're right.
We should do an audition for Love Island. You're the producer.
You're the judge.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you're producer.
You know what, Cole? You actually fit the part with what you're wearing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I actually put this together.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've cheated. You've cheated the game.
Well, yeah, a little bit, mate. Yeah. Well, I'm going on holiday and I thought, where better?
I like it, actually. I really do like it.
Would you wear it?
I would buy it.
Do you know where it's from?
What's it made of?
Boyfriend material.
That's what I need to be hearing more of.
Yeah.
Because that's what I hear when I make another sale on Shopify.
Really?
The all-in-one e-commerce platform.
Shopify is revolutionising millions of businesses worldwide, Jack, and helping people like us.
It is, because we need that extra income. Now, Shopify simplifies selling in person and online, and even gets you selling across social media marketplaces, social media.
You have complete control, Jack, over your business and brand without learning new skills in design or coding.
It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/lowIQ. Now remember, that's all lowercase, not the uppercase.
Lowercase.
And now let me tell you a fact about uppercase and lowercase. Do you know why it's called uppercase and lowercase?
No.
Because back in the days of printing presses, they would put the letters in cases.
Yeah.
And the big ones they put in the upper cases, and the smaller ones they put in the lower cases.
Uppercase? You'd call it top case.
They spoke different.
Bottom case and top case.
Okay, well,
so all in bottom case.
There you go.
Back to you, Chloe.
We'll make a character. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Great. What you? Who you called? Well, she'll ask you. She'll ask.
Yeah,
you.
She'll ask me.
Are you doing joint interview? Are you going
joint?
You wait, could you can... be bombshells together.
All right.
Okay. Do that.
Right.
We've walked in.
Do you know our names yet?
Hello.
No, she doesn't.
Hold on.
Hello.
Walk in first. Sit down.
Hello. Welcome.
You all right?
Yeah. Good. Who are you? Tell me a bit about yourselves.
My name is Curtis.
Hello, Curtis.
My name's Michael. I'm a proper cheeky chappy, and I'm a plumber from Essex.
Great. How old are you both?
I'm 36.
However old you want me to be, fucking darling.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for coming. We've got to the final stage. We just want to know a little bit about yourselves. Mm-hmm. Just going to throw you in a few situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if someone steals your missus at the fire pit?
No one's stealing my fucking missus.
Nah.
I am the missus.
Yeah. I got a saying, teeth, guns and fucking abs. And I...
And he does them
and
all.
I do them all, bruv.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, what's your type on paper?
Oh, I love a girl with a big lips, big ass, and proper nice personality. Because I'm a proper cheeky chappy boy.
Good, good.
I like anything that moves. And I'll take you round a bend. Easy. Bosh.
Great. Yeah. How would you approach stealing someone's woman or girl, whatever you call them?
What I'd do is I'd fucking steal them. I don't know why
you're trying to
fucking steal them. I'd take them back to Aussie. What I'd do, bro, is what I'd do.
What would you do?
This is a stupid question. What do you
do? How do you steal someone's girl in the villa? What's your move?
I'd take her to the circle.
Yeah.
Circle.
Pit, fire pit.
Yeah, no, you pull him for a chat.
I'd pull him for a chat.
Yeah.
And I'd fucking pull him with them lips.
He does that very
well.
I do
that a lot, bruv.
Good. What would you do when you're not doing it? Oh, pouting as well. Good, pouting.
I wasn't pouting, though, guys. It's just my big fat lips because I'm half Jamaican, probably. But that's how I get all the poon. That's what the poon look for. So I just do that to pull them.
Are we in?
Are we in?
Are we in?
Yeah. Not really. Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, good. Thanks, Chloe.
What were you, but you, wasn't your, what are they called? Those before clip things.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you know what
like, fucking. Married man.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No. I'm now I feel like people who follow me know me a bit better. Mm. When I'm nervous, I've got a really dry sense of humor. So I think they'd ask me a question like, what are you basically? Long story is, when I used to work in the city, I've told this story a few times, so sorry if anyone's heard it before, but I don't think we have the same listeners. Seeing this man, and I literally fell in love with him. Like, I genuinely love at first sight. I literally loved this man. And we were seeing each other for, like, you know, a few months, and we were going on all these dates, staying in nice hotels, blah, blah, blah. And then one time one of my managers saw me outside the office with him, and I went back into the office, and he was like, what are you doing with him? And I was like, oh, you know, just having a drink. And he was like, does his wife and kids know? I was like, are you fucking serious? So I texted him and I was like, are you fucking married? And he's replied like, yeah. Mm-mm. He was like, what the fuck? So I dumped him then and then was like really heartbroken and got really sad for like a few months. That
Did
was
you
it.
Tell her?
What?
Did you tell the wife and
no.
kids?
No!
So he gets away with it. So he's going to do it again.
I was heartbroken. I don't need
tell
to
tell the fucking missus, mate.
We should tell her now.
Oh, what's her name?
I don't know her name.
What
tell
is
the
her
kids
name?
Now.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, kids.
No.
Zoe Burrows is home wreck. Your house.
I am your mum.
Okay, you know.
Oh, you could have been.
I know.
Did he's he? Another kid.
I didn't have pregnancy.
All right, yeah.
would you, right, if... So the love of your life, literally like the proper, like this is your soulmate.
Yeah.
But
do you believe in soulmates?
No.
Oh, neither.
No.
Good hypothetical because question.
That's, yeah, good. Ask that again.
People that say soulmates, what is the likelihood you're going to meet that one fucking person?
It's
you've
not,
got loads. There's loads of people that just...
Eight billion.
Yep.
Lot of fucking people in the world. You're telling me there's one geezer you met on Instagram is my fucking soulmate? Mm. No.
Well,
you have loads of...
If you think about it, though, everything that's happened through history makes that happen.
Yeah, but well, then you're getting into like, what's the theory of like how the world is, like the watch theory, where if you shake, you know how the earth was created? Same way, if you pulled apart a watch and like shook it in a ball, eventually it will all come together and it'll be what it is. And then is that like life? Like,
so. No, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but I don't think it would work.
No, there's a possibility.
No, it's the odds on it happening, and that's very how the earth was created. So you're saying that everything is predetermined? Like the watch was obviously going to make itself.
Yeah, but I don't think if you shook a watch, because one people
let's not
going,
get into the logistics of that. It's like, no, it's
true. That is true. That is
yeah.
True. It's real life.
That's like the monkey fact, where you put all monkeys in a room, millions of monkeys, infinity monkeys.
Oh, and eventually they'll write Shakespeare.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
will be a monkey that did the exact same thing as you on Love Island.
You calling that a monkey?
What?
No, that's it's
what the fuck
thing.
Does that mean?
There will be in a there's a possibility.
Oh, in this whole lifetime.
Yeah, one in monkey. Infinity, yeah.
Oh, yeah
there's a monkey version of you.
Odds on that, yeah.
That's real, that has to
no,
happen.
No, I get it, yeah. But does it?
Yeah, has to.
Does it?
If infinity exists, yeah.
If infinity exists.
Would you go back on All Stars? Why didn't you go on All Stars?
Oh yeah, you didn't go on it.
I haven't addressed it as well, I think I have.
Ooh.
Right, let me do it down the camera then. Hey, Chloe yeah. Burrows, why
make
didn't...
a clip.
I was asked. I was asked, and I said no.
Oh, why did you? Why did you say no?
Like a few reasons. I just think it was right for me at the time. I didn't really want to go back on there with my ex, to be honest. So shout out Molly and Callum, because they did it. I just didn't want to do that. I wanted to go to Australia and Bali. I was filming other things and it just wasn't right.
If you could go back in time, would you redo it?
Yeah.
You would?
You would.
Would.
Was it sick? Was it?
I did love it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, probably the best few months, like some of the best few months I've ever had. That in Australia, that was really fun. You should definitely go. Yeah, I would do it again. If you guys could do it this summer, would you do it?
No.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I would not survive on Love Island.
I wouldn't. No, I don't think I'd gel with the people.
No. Nah,
yeah. Well, I'd gel with you.
Thank you. I'm
but you're the only Love Islander we've had
actually,
on.
Actually, no, we know a few Love Islanders.
Who do you know from Love Island?
Jack.
Yeah.
Who do you know from Love Island?
Well, Michael and Chris, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
They're
Chris
funny.
Taylor
they
and
do
Michael.
Good content. Chris Taylor's lovely.
He's just
great. I have met Michael as well, actually. He's really nice.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So, oh, and Joanna. We know Joanna.
We know Joanna.
She's good vibes. Love
yeah.
Joanna.
Was that the same year as you?
Nope.
No.
Maybe she was the one you were meant to go on. I don't know. You could have Michael, they were in the same one, weren't they? You could
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you weren't an influencer,
yeah,
what would you be? What would you want to be?
What would I want to be? A wag. Not doing a lot. I like to stay at home.
What?
A wife and girlfriend. I'm like the footballer.
Wife and girlfriend.
I don't like... I really? Just love being lazy, going to the gym, like lunching... That's really fun.
Wait, so is a wife and girlfriend like, so you've got like a really rich boyfriend kind
yeah.
of thing?
Do you know what I would love to be actually? I'd tell you, someone who like reviews hotels abroad or a food content banging. Creator because I
you could do that
food.
Though.
You could do that.
You could just make another account.
I know, I was thinking about Chloe it, but like, you've hotels. Got to be consistent. I don't have time, like, do you know what I mean? See how many times cancelled on you? Imagine how many times I wouldn't post a burger review.
I didn't get that, but I didn't answer the word you just said. Fair enough. Okay, so you'd be a stay-at-home wife with a rich hubby.
Would you want a wag?
Yeah.
I would prefer... Well, to be fair, we're wags.
Are we?
Are you?
I'm not a wag.
Well, we like work. We don't really work.
No, I ain't a wag.
No.
Oh, we do work. Oh, yeah, we're working now. I don't know what a wag is.
A wag is...
Basically,
I want my wife
of like
work.
Someone who's what are we talking about again? Wife and girlfriend.
I don't know what a wag is.
Sorry, a wag is a wife and girlfriend of someone who basically just funds their lifestyle, and you don't have to do any work.
I'd want
I would
my wife
get really into... bored. Like I would get so bored. I would get really bored. So probably not.
I'd like, want wifey to have her own like art studio or something.
Well, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that's good for a wag.
What about you?
I wouldn't want a wag. I don't think.
Wag.
Would I want a wag? Why?
You don't want a wag.
I don't think I want one. Do I want
one? I don't think you would, no.
No, I don't think I want one.
Do you, Chloe, do you have any toxic traits?
Loads. So much quite a bad person.
Can I even name some?
Yes.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's
straight away. This segment's called Guess the Toxic Trait. There we go.
Chloe, you...
I've got one.
Go on.
I reckon it's not necessarily toxic, but some people could view it that way. I reckon you, in an argument, you never want to be wrong.
Yeah, defo me.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
Actually, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
So she's not then. She just lied.
She just lied for no reason.
I don't know in a relationship or like in life?
In life.
Just in arguments is like...
With men.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't want to be wrong. I was argue them blue in the face.
Would you say sorry?
Rarely.
Really?
Rarely, 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 yeah.
I'm very much like that.
We'd
butt heads.
Okay.
No. In an argument.
Oh yeah, no, we just go. Yeah. Are you stubborn?
You're very.
Oh, so am I. No, I'm not. In a relationship, I'm not. Like, I literally am a lover. Like, in the talking stage, no. But then in a relationship, if you think you're right, go on then, because I just love you so much. That's a toxic trait as well, being pathetic.
Ah.
And yeah, you are quite a free one.
Yeah. All right, you guess.
Let me guess. I think... Your toxic trait is dominatrix.
What? No.
Dominatrix of a man.
No, not even a little bit.
Oh.
I'd say I'm quite submissive.
What's this word?
Dominatrix. Like, I thought you'd like dominate a man, like tie him up and shit.
No.
All right. It's just an assumption. So you're submissive then?
Yeah. Should I be telling everyone that? I don't want anyone to know
that. I reckon
that.
You might be a bit submissive.
You defo are.
What?
You
get pegged?
Tied up. You so get tied up.
I've never been tied up in my life.
You
would get pegged, mate.
I ain't getting pegged, bruv. I've never been pegged.
Well, me neither, but I think
Would you say it's submissive if you wear a blindfold?
Would you call someone mummy?
No. Would you?
A what?
No, wait. That's
what?
Weirder.
Would you call, like, if you're sleeping with a girl and she said, call me mummy, would you call her mummy?
No girl is asking.
No
for
one
that,
is sure. ever saying
I don't know,
that.
It's hypothetical.
Have you ever said that?
No. I've called someone daddy.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, because on English girls, it doesn't sound as good.
Daddy?
It sounds better like that.
But say an American accent.
Daddy.
Oh, no, it's not even good.
That was awful.
Now say it in your accent.
Daddy.
Daddy.
No, that's flop. That is instant flop, mate.
Do you like that kind of stuff?
No.
No, but like talking. Dirty talk. Do you like... I don't know what I'm saying.
Do you?
I don't know how to speak to girls.
Yeah, shut up, Jack. You're embarrassing me.
No, do you know what I'm saying, though?
I mean, I've done it.
No, okay, right.
I'm good.
You love it. Oh, you're not. What kind of stuff would you say?
I think about I've had a drink, like maybe. No, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's cringe.
Okay, it's cringe. It's literally not.
Yeah, but it's meant to be cringe.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. Well, say one thing that you'd say.
No.
You try.
All right, I'll try.
You say.
All right.
Try and get me round yours.
Okay, fine.
That's not dirty.
Oh, that's what. What are you talking about then?
Let's do sexting on the phone.
I'm talking about the other dirty talk.
What's on the phone.
No, like getting someone round, like you're like making.
All right,
get
I'll do it.
Get around your house. Just say, come over.
No, but you want to, like, okay, you're on holiday. Your mate's in a.
We are.
Your partner's in another country.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, you know, just.
Well, get them to fly out to you.
No, sexting on the phone,
just,
mate.
Like, dirty talking.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it.
Just
then.
You
do it and I'll learn.
You'll learn.
No.
All right, okay.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Is that Jackie?
Yeah.
What? What's happening? What are you wearing? Am I me in this or am I a girl?
What is going on? I don't understand.
This is what dirty talk is.
I haven't got into it yet. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing leggings and a hoodie right now.
You're the boy.
Am I? I'm not the boy.
I'm the boy.
You're trying to dirty talk me.
Okay, right, go.
Could you? Oh. Yeah. Let's start again.
Okay, yeah.
Crying.
So you're wearing leggings, huh?
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
I'm not
wearing
anything.
Yeah, good.
Oh.
You're not in the room.
Oh, sorry.
He's going to be like, what the fuck is this in the room? He's not wearing anything.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah,
I would say, I'm not wearing anything, baby girl.
Oh, good.
Not
good. Do you want to slip into something more comfortable?
Okay, what? Like what?
Take off your panties.
All right. Yeah, they're off.
They're off already.
They're off already. Come on.
All right. Just thinking. Just rub it.
I don't mean I've laughed this hard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm not very good at it then. Fine.
No. Oh, no.
Okay, well, right, so...
yeah, we're
next segment...
I hate that.
Is take off your panties. Yeah, they're off. Thank you.
The last segment, Chloe, of this is truth or lie.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so you have on that card either a truth or a lie. Okay. Should we do a jingle for this?
Yep. You sing.
Chloe sings. Can you sing?
No. Ooh, you've heard how I speak.
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking hell.
So we want you to sing for this part.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm done. Right, so we're going to make a beat.
Yeah.
You're going to say something about truth or lie.
Hi.
For the audience. Yeah. Are you ready, audience?
Yep.
Everyone, say you're ready.
No, I can't. Right.
What do you mean?
Okay, go on.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Boop, get boop. Okay, boom.
Oh, yeah, yes, okay, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah?
That's
good.
Brilliant.
Okay.
That was
still
really good.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Really I saw good. An Ed Sheeran guy. I saw Ed Sheeran talking about how he said he's not actually talented. He's not naturally talented. Apparently, he's when not. You're a singer, no one's naturally talented. You learn it.
Nah, some people like Beyonce.
Yeah, some
Beyonce
people just
can.
Like sing.
People
yeah,
can sing.
Yeah, you can't sing out of the womb.
So you're telling me I could just learn
to
sing?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, you...
I fucking better try it then.
Yeah, genuinely.
Did you?
Jelly.
Jelly.
This mic's fucked.
Try and sing your best. I reckon you've got a note.
I literally don't.
You do.
Try and hit one note quickly.
Wait, I think I've got it. I've got it.
Right, redo that.
What? I just done it.
No, do it again.
What note?
E minor.
E minor. Minor.
Oh, no.
Can you play guitar?
Can you do it then? Yeah.
Can you play guitar?
Nope.
Really?
I've got no talent.
Do you have a secret hidden... secret hidden talent? Fucking hell. Secret hidden talent.
I fucking do.
What?
I can code computer, like websites and shit.
No, you really?
I can get my own Java. Yeah, I fucking can.
No,
fucking can.
That's not real.
I literally can.
Do it now.
Have you made one?
Yeah.
What's it called? What's the website called?
I literally can't talk about it, but where what? I used to work, Codelet.
Can we
see it?
I can
do email marketing. I can code you an email marketing thing if you want. Bracket,
can you
HTML.
Hack?
You can
no.
hack
someone.
No,
could I? Yeah. I think it's a bit different.
Oh, you know.
No, HTML and Java isn't like the code.
What, do you, what code do you use?
HTML or Java, I've said it three times.
No, but I thought there's like scripts, right?
Yeah, HTML or JavaScript. They're scripts.
No, but it's like a...
Shut up.
Python.
Yeah. I don't fucking
look that
know
up.
What that
That's
means.
Real code.
Python don't look it up, mate.
No, code.
Trust me.
Either way. Don't worry about it, Aiden. It's fine.
Okay.
this
Python,
is truth or lie, right? Okay, so what you're going to do...
I just did it.
What?
I just told you it. Was that not...
Was that it?
Segwaying. Yeah.
Oh. What the fuck?
We sang and then we did it. Everyone
wait, what
well,
is obviously
like,
Boris said if she doesn't know what Python is.
No. Well, so you're... Right, so that's your...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so, my job. I can do HTML and Java code.
Bullshit.
Just do it on my old job.
But the way you got into that, he said, do you have a secret talent?
I thought he was segwaying. I thought it was really good.
That's true.
That would have been really good.
That would have been really good. Okay, so you can code in JavaScript.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she'd know what JavaScript is. I don't really know what that is.
Yes, everyone knows what that is.
It's
but she doesn't know what Python is.
No, I've never heard of Python. But the last time I did it was 3 years ago before Love Island.
Nah.
So obviously if there's any new scripts out there, I don't know it.
Hold on.
Go on.
So you said you created a website for this unnamed place.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd let you do that.
Why?
Why?
Because of your position. If it's a big place.
They literally would.
What, so they didn't have a website?
They did. I redid it all because it was crap.
How long did it take?
Like 6 months.
Why would
they
not?
It was a long project, that one.
But if you were in that position, why would they get you to do it and not just a proper one?
No, I was told. I said I was a power planner, and then I did sales, and then I worked in investment marketing. I was the lead like marketing specialist in the digital department. Hmm.
Who knows this about you?
Everyone I used to work with.
Anyone else?
How, where did you learn this?
I taught myself.
On.
Just YouTube and that.
Nah.
What? No,
bullshit.
Why? No. Ah.
Bullshit, man.
You taught yourself?
No.
Yeah?
Ain't no way.
It's really not hard.
Yes, it is.
So it started on MailChimp because I used to do all the email marketing. That's and true. I said, this is shit. How do we change the templates? And then I taught myself how to change the template.
Okay, okay.
Then I could put all the branding on and I was like, fuck, this is so easy. And then it went from that to like digital, what are they fucking called? Because it's not like a website like a www dot, but it was like a digital interface where you could present things on it and all the presentations were like coded into it.
Like WordPress.
And then they were like, I don't know what WordPress is.
She's bullshitting. She is bullshitting.
Mm. No, you're talking about like a thing where you plug it in. Like, what's the other one? Where they give you a template for a website.
No, WordPress is a hosting platform.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, if you built websites, you've got to know what a hosting platform is.
Yeah, we had our own because the company was fucking huge.
So you coded the website from scratch?
No, I redid their new one using HTML and Java. I used the old one because it was like really old fashioned and it just needed a lick of fresh paint. And I just did it over 6 months. Because it's not hard because the code's already there and then you can just teach yourself, I need to change this.
So you edited.
I need to change this. Yeah.
So you didn't rewrite all the code. You just edited the old code kind of
thing. Yeah.
Okay, that's more believable.
So it's not that smart.
And also, I think...
You do it.
I think Python might be for building games. I think that.
I don't know what Python is.
So HTML...
I think she's telling the truth.
This might be true, actually. I don't believe you would have created all of the coding to build a website.
No, but
if
that's fucking long, bro.
If you edited it, then maybe, yeah.
I could, like, do it now if you was, like, change this on now.
If she is telling a lie... She's a very good fucking liar.
You're a good liar. Would you consider yourself a good liar?
Oh my God, yeah, I'm a liar by trade. I love lying. It's so fun. So fun.
I don't
lie all the time.
I don't think you could lie that though.
Mm.
I've lied loads on this pod.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say a lie. What are you saying?
Say it again.
What?
Say. Read off that again, but look at us when you're doing it.
I can code in two different scripts.
And what are they two scripts again?
Java and HTML. JavaScript.
Yeah.
What?
HTML.
Hmm.
She's telling the truth.
I'm going to say true.
I am telling the truth.
Yay!
That's insane. That's pretty good.
What's your dream jobs?
Other than this?
Oh, I got one.
Go on.
I would love to be like Drake.
Oh,
imagine jumping
all over the internet.
Do you think that was real?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I didn't see it. Was it nice?
Fucking huge.
I don't think it'd be nice.
You didn't think his willy would be nice, but it was.
No, to take
to see. I'm not a woman, and I've never had anything up my bum. So what I'm saying is, no, I'm trying to preface this by saying I feel like it would.
Oh, it looked fucking huge. Big, yeah.
Would you? Would you like?
Oh yeah, I'd be fine.
But
be fine in the hot in the bum or the van?
In the bum. I don't put things up my bum.
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No, I don't put things up my
would
bum.
You?
No, I wouldn't put
have
things
you had
up
a finger
my
up your bum.
I have.
No, I haven't. You? I haven't. I haven't, but Jack always loved
it. I have.
Do you?
No, not do I? Do I what?
Do I?
No, I
things
have.
Up your bum.
No, it's just
no, not
what
fingers.
What do you think about it?
Hold on a minute.
Just cut the podcast there. Right, well, thanks, those guys.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
Because it wasn't consent. No, it wasn't sexual.
Oh, consent.
It was, I couldn't remember the word. It was.
It was. Yeah. Actually, did you have like a prostate exam?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
But it was a female doctor. And I didn't
horny.
Want that.
I didn't like it.
Horny.
I thought it had to be a man.
What, who do your bum?
For you, it'd have to be a girl.
For you, it would have to be a girl.
I would rather it be a girl, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because yeah, what if it's a non-weird guy?
And guys are really
although girls
weird.
Aren't weird.
But
like
a man did my smear test.
What does that mean?
Really?
Like when you're 25, you have to like go and get your inside your knee scraped and they test it for HPV, I think it is.
And what did you think about that?
Fucking hurt. I have actually got a really funny story about this.
What?
So when, obviously you hear about it a lot. I have told this story on my TikTok. You hear about smear tests and how they're really painful because they get you like in stirrups and they get this scraper and get it out. Because they just need to like check the cells. Anyway, so I got mine when I was 25. It was just before I went on Love Island. It was like lockdown. It was like, do you remember when it snowed in lockdown?
Well,
it did.
No, I don't remember that.
It did. Yeah. And I was snowing. And so I took myself to the like doctor surgery that was near me when I lived in South London at the time. And I walked, I was so nervous about it. Really didn't want to get my nunny out to a stranger. Like, it's not a natural thing. I mean, maybe some people do. Everyone should get a smear test. So anyway, so I've turned up to the doctor surgery. And there's no one there because obviously it's COVID. Like, not many people were getting doctor's appointments, blah, blah, blah. So I've gone in. This poor little nurse, bless her, she wasn't, like, that fluent in English. She was like, come, come on. I was like, oh, okay. So I went in. And then I thought she said, we'll do it now. So I was like, okay. She left the room. So I thought, oh, she's kind of given me a minute to take my clothes off. So I took off my shoes, socks, trousers and knickers. And then I kind of looked around the room to realise there's no bed, like, to lay down.
Not in the reception.
Oh, God.
No, so I'm in, like, this little bit. She was just taking my details. But she comes back in. Guess what? She comes back in. She's like, what are you doing? Obviously, I'm there, like, naked, bare feet. She was like, what are you doing? And I was like, we're not doing smear tests. She goes, no, I'll take your details. So I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I felt so awkward. I didn't put my clothes back on. I sat my bare ass on the chair and gave my details, holding my clothes.
She
my
must have been like, what the fuck is
that? Just so embarrassing.
I've had similar situations.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you?
Multiple.
Go on.
I once fingered my own ass because dislocated, in a nutshell, I dislocated my shoulder and I was in a lot of pain.
Right.
So I asked, I had to go to this. It's a hospital.
Oh, you put a painkiller up your bum?
Yeah.
I've done that for my boobs. When I got my boobs done.
But did the doctor offer to do it for you?
Yeah, but I was like, I'll be all right.
I'll be all right. I know where my arsehole is.
But it's hard, though.
It fucking hurts, doesn't it? You have to ram it in there.
Yeah. It was...
I had that for my boobs.
What's it like, then, when you...
I actually didn't mind it. I didn't think it was bad.
So do you do
I didn't put my finger... You didn't put your finger up, did you?
No, I just like shoved it in as far as it was going and then kind of clenched it up.
Yeah.
Oh, you sucked it in?
Yeah, you suck it in.
Oh, nice. Does it dissolve in you? You feel it?
Well, you'd like to. I don't think it's still there.
Yeah, it dissolves, but you don't feel it, yeah. But the doctor was very persistent on offering to put it up my arse. It was weird. And I was confused because I've never heard of that. I walk in and I'm like...
It's like a suppository, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And I've never heard of that.
Have you
so
not?
I walked in and I'm like, my shoulder's killing me. And he goes, get your ass up. I was so confused. And he kept saying, honestly, it would be easier if I do it. And I was like, why are you doing anything with my ass? It's my shoulder that hurts. It's fucking... But then I had another time where... I thought I broke my knob. So
you
I went.
Your banjo.
Oh, no. Oh. Do I go into detail? Just wouldn't inflate properly.
Oh,
have you told me that? Have you?
Yeah.
You might have, yeah.
I think I've said this before. I got liver failure.
Oh my God.
And I slapped it really hard against my leg because quickly. You've not heard this.
Okay. You slapped your cock again.
Okay, just quickly. Right, so I got liver failure. It puts this chemical in your body, gosh, which makes your veins itch, right?
Yeah.
And it made that vein in there itch.
Right.
Itch it with your hand, mate.
No, because you can't itch the skin. It's under the skin. I said that.
Yeah,
right.
So I couldn't itch it, but it was really itching. Mm. So I just got it and kept slapping it against my leg.
Even what?
And then it just...
How big is your cock, mate?
Slapping it against the table. No. But anyway, yeah, it stopped inflating properly and
inflating.
Because you whacked it so hard.
I didn't even whack. It was cut. I mean, yeah, a mild whack, I suppose. But I don't think you're meant to whack it.
No, you're not.
It's like,
you're not.
Yeah, but anyway, so I go to the doctors and I tell him, look, I think I broke my knob. And he says, go and lie on the bed and I'm going to pull the curtain. And when I got in there, it's like really cold in there.
Yeah.
So I was looking and I was really embarrassed. So I started, you know, trying to extend it a bit just because I've been
wanking in the
dark. Well, I genuinely thought like he's not going to find anything down there.
No. Yeah, he does this. No. He does that.
This happens to guys. You know this.
Your dick does go tired.
Like in the doctor's surgery where you're seeing your consultation is probably a bad time to get a massive boner.
I wasn't wanking.
Oh, right.
But you can fiddle a bit and it gets a bit longer.
A bit hard, yeah. Semi.
What do you mean?
No, so we had a semi.
No, it doesn't go hard. It doesn't go hard.
No, what, mate, I've got a dick. I know what it works. I know how it works.
It doesn't.
No. Cold. So it goes semi hard.
No, when it's really cold and really tiny, you can.
Oh, you warm it up a bit and it goes normal.
Medium size, but you can, you can get it out a bit. Anyway, I don't want to show how I do it, but
no,
there's a technique.
What, you rub it like with your hand?
Well, yeah, you just kind of massage it out a bit.
I've never done that.
Just anyway.
I've never done that.
So as I'm doing the motion of it,
yeah.
I thought he'd be like, oh, I'm going to pull the curtain. But he doesn't. And I'm going like this. And he rips the curtain open. He's just looking at me. And he thought I was wanking, I think.
Well, yeah, you were.
I was. Technically, I was, yeah.
My stomach actually hurts from laughing on this pod.
Either way, that actually is the end of the episode.
Oh, it's a shame.
We're about to film with Chloe again, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
So check her pod out.
Why is always maybe with you?
No, because
yeah,
I'm
he's
saying...
a maybe guy. He's
no, because if it's not out by then, because then it confuses
see.
People.
Sorry. Thought you were going to go thing. Home.
When's your one out?
I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
Week on Tuesday.
Oh, Asia. Way.
Okay. You won't see it when this is out, but it's coming out.
So watch out, because it's going to be amazing. Do you want to say anything to the camera?
Yeah, everyone, follow me on Instagram, TikTok. That's it, really. Thank you for having me.
Very sincere. Thanks.
Thank you for coming
up. Thank you for having
me.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, everyone.
Bye.